Warren shifts tone on Kavanaugh impeachment, "We just need an investigation." By Hannah Blow on September 17, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, subtly changed her tone on impeaching Justice Brett Kavanaugh, saying that we just need an investigation, according to a video posted by America Rising on Tuesday. "You said that Brett Kavanaugh should be impeached. Does that mean that his seat on the Supreme Court means that every decision that the Supreme Court makes from here on forward is compromised?" Warren was asked. "The way I see it is we just need an investigation," Warren said, in a shift from her September 15 tweet that explicitly called for Kavanaugh to be impeached. She went on. "When Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed, it was after the FBI had done a hurry-up job, and the whole nomination was crammed down the throats of both Congress and the United States. And now more allegations have come out. We need a real investigation." Warren failed to note that the recent allegations remain uncorroborated by the alleged victim, who does not recall the alleged incident. Warren continued. "Remember, there was an open ethics investigation against him. But once he was confirmed to the United States Supreme Court, it was immediately dropped because the United States Supreme Court has no rules of ethics. The only tool available to us for an investigation is through impeachment proceedings. My anti-corruption bill will change that and say all of our federal courts should be subject to basic rules of ethics, and that would include Brett Kavanaugh. Do you think the future decisions of the Supreme Court are now in question?" Warren was asked in a follow-up. "Where we are right now is we should have an investigation," Warren said. "We shouldn't have to face a question like that. That's why we have an FBI. Right now, Brett Kavanaugh has been accused of lying to Congress during his confirmation hearings, and so that means we should have an investigation into it," she added, noting that the only way to investigate the claims is through an impeachment proceeding. Warren's repeated call for an investigation demonstrates a slight shift from the position she held over the weekend, following the New York Times botched hit job on the Supreme Court justice. Last year, the Kavanaugh nomination was rammed through the Senate without a thorough examination of the allegations against him. "Confirmation is not exoneration, and these newest revelations are disturbing," Warren tweeted. "Like the man who appointed him, Kavanaugh should be impeached," Warren added. The New York Times' Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly sparked a firestorm over the weekend after claiming to have uncovered a previously unreported story on Kavanaugh. They reported. However, Steyer, who worked as a Bill Clinton defense attorney during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, did not speak to the reporters, and the alleged victim reportedly did not recall the alleged incident, forcing the Times to update the piece with the following editor's note. An earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not include one element of the book's account regarding an assertion by a Yale classmate that friends of Brett Kavanaugh pushed his penis into the hand of a female student at a drunken dorm party. The book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed and friends say that she does not recall the incident. That information has been added to the article. Despite the correction, far-left members of the squad are calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment, with Representative Ianga Pressley, DMA, planning to introduce an impeachment resolution against Kavanaugh. President Trump praised Kavanaugh at his New Mexico rally Monday night, calling him a great man and adding that the Times has ruined its reputation. "They've taken the old gray lady and broken her down, destroyed her virtue, and ruined her reputation. She can never recover and will never return to greatness under current management," Trump told the crowd.